As most of the attention in the Middle East this week has been on the fall of the Assad regime in Syria, progress is now being reported in ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas. It would be for a period of 60 days. A new plan proposed by Egypt and supported by the United States would see the militant group agree that it would allow Israeli forces to remain in Gaza, at least temporarily, when the fighting stops. Also, Hamas has now handed over a list of hostages, including some American citizens, that it would release. Israel believes that 96 hostages taken by the terror group in the October 2023 attack remain in Gaza. However, the Israel Defense Forces has confirmed at least 30 are dead. 7 of the remaining hostages are Americans. Mediators said a ceasefire deal would entail the release of up to 30 hostages now held in Gaza. That release would include women and the elderly. In exchange, Israel would free Palestinian prisoners and allow greater humanitarian aid to make its way into Gaza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is expected to be in the region to push for the deal. Analysts believe Hamas is more open to compromise since its ally, the Islamic militant group Hezbollah, agreed to a ceasefire with Israel to curb fighting in Lebanon in November. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed there are developments in the ceasefire talks. However, it's too early to tell whether an agreement will be reached.